Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Hold on, my friend. The weekend is just around the corner. Hang out with your two besties, Stacey and Jay Spoo, all the way till 6 p.m. Just give you a nice double play to launch the second half of the show. Lord Huron first, and still playing in the background. Better in Time by Leona Lewis. It's that time of the week, ladies and gentlemen, where we pause and we launch into other people's endeavors. It's called hashtag Confessions.
Confessions.
You can't handle the truth.
So, just straight off the bat, this is diabolical.
Yeah, this is a mess.
Yeah, this is a hot mess. Okay, so your confession of the week, KZN, reads like this. My colleague was the star. Always early, always sharp, always praised. I was tired of being invisible, so I made a move. The quarterly strategy meeting was coming up. I edited the calendar invite just by an hour, just enough to make it look like a glitch, just enough to make them late. They walked in, flustered, breathless, trying to explain. The boss didn't even blink. We've already started, he said, and that was it. One missed moment, one lost opportunity. I got the promotion, they got a warning, but what I didn't expect was the silence that followed. Weeks passed, they stopped speaking in meetings, stopped showing up early, stopped smiling. HR said they were on stress leave, however, I knew it was me. Last I heard, they were seeing a therapist, battling depression, questioning their worth. Every time I walk past their empty desk, I feel it, this gnawing guilt. I got what I wanted, but I lost something I can't even name.
Feeling guilty now, hey?
Now I'm feeling guilty, yo.
What a mess, man. I just want to say, I have a lot to say about this. My friend, if you are listening, before we chime in and give you any form of advice, that promotion that you got, you didn't win, actually.
And you know when you...
You cheated.
When you build something on shaky ground, hey, that foundation is not solid.
Never
it's not solid,
solid. And it's going to come and bite you in the bosom one day. And I really hope it does. But you heard the story, and maybe you relate, because maybe this is something that happened to you at work.
It's giving sabotage in the workplace.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the situation? 061-792-9495. Otherwise, you can call us on 087-086-9495. In the meantime, we're going to find out what's happening on the roads with Sasha Mudlier.
Confessions.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, so here's a quick summary. Anonymous submitted. There was a colleague who was always the star. Punctual, sharp, and consistently praised. Anonymous, feeling invisible, secretly changed a meeting time to make them late. That colleague missed the opportunity, and Anonymous got promoted, and the colleague got a warning. But now, other colleague is going through a bit of a stressful time, struggling mentally, and now Anonymous feels guilty for what they did.
Yeah, so look, this is obviously a very particularly cruel way to climb up the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say. I'm sure your parents must be so proud of you. You must be lots of fun at parties. And they say that high school never ends. So we asked you what you think, because I suppose workplace like bullying or upsetation is not necessarily new. On the line, we have Samaya. Do we have Samaya?
We actually don't have Samaya on the line. She's managed to drop the call by mistake. But while we wait for Umfundo, our producer, to get her back, Stacey, where I come from, Anonymous is what we call a cake lighty. A chop. You don't do it like this.
No, well, I mean, you shouldn't.
You don't do it like this.
And also, I
no. No, 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 no. We don't condone such behavior.
It's actually like, it takes a lot to floor me. You know, yesterday it was Terrence on Music Challenge.
Yeah.
And today it's this. I don't know what's going on this week. Clearly Halloween is around the corner. So we're going to try and find Samaya. In the meantime, if this is something you can relate to, if something similar has happened to you, not that you have been the one sabotaging anybody, because you would never do that, but you feel like maybe there's been some workplace mishap that's landed you further down the corporate ladder, on a lower rung than you believe you should have been because somebody else was up to stuff, get in your bag. 061-792-9495. Iterations of this happen regularly, right? And it's made people feel away. One of those people is Celeste. Celeste, how are you?
I'm fine, and you, Stacey?
I am okay. Celeste, what do you make of this?
It's deceitful, and it's going to come at a price. It already has, because she's already starting with him. Yeah. It's already starting to feel guilty.
All right, so Celeste... Yeah, we couldn't hear you breaking there, but one question before we let you go, because your line is bad. What should Anonymous do now? What should Anonymous do?
It's a really hard one. If she comes clean and actually admits to it, she might as well leave that job.
Yeah, yeah.
Embarrassing,
and perhaps the country, actually. Because this is the kind of news, and you know that there is no place where gossip will spread faster than at the office.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that will rip through from the top floor to the bottom so fast. Also, like, what kind of person does this?
Nah, they need help.
Genuinely. Thank you, Marcelesi.
Thank you so much, Celeste.
Okay. Right. Bye. Okay.
So on to Michelle, all the way from Richards Bay, who relates heavily to the situation. Michelle, what are your thoughts? What advice do you have?
Hi guys. So actually, that is a dirty, dirty move that was pulled on that end. And I actually have a story in which I was on the other end of that spectrum. I was actually the co-worker who was sabotaged.
Tell us the story of what happened.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, I was up for a promotion after years of much hard work at a logistics company. So what had happened is my boss called me and a couple colleagues for a meeting, and the manager in question was actually not there. Our manager was not there.
Yeah.
So the others were in a financial position. I was in administration. However, she wanted someone to move into administrative supervision. And because I was around all these administrators and I seemed to run very well with everything, she had spoken in front of those ladies and told me that in the new year, mind you, this was in November that she had this meeting, I would be receiving training to take over that position in February. So, like I said, this was in the absence of that financial manager, who was a person who seemed to rule over everybody and everything. So every position had to be like under her. So what had happened is the ladies from her department went back and told her that this is what's going to happen. So after a while, this manager, who never recognized my potential in any way, suddenly wanted me in her department so desperately, but as a clerk. So she forced the boss's hand and she got me moved there, but karma was real. Because the person who ended up going into that position after me was somebody who ruled with an iron fist. So she didn't listen to this manager. She capsized everything. She did what she wanted. And I was just so excited to see that.
Yeah.
And I now thank God for that, actually, because that nastiness pushed me into applying elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm now in a better company, pursuing a better career with less cutthroat people.
Amazing.
So my advice to Anonymous would be that nastiness doesn't really pay very well. At the end of it all, you should feel guilty. You should feel miserable for what you did to your co-worker.
Yeah,
Thank you, Michelle. Well put.
And enjoy the new job, Mish. Enjoy the new job. This is it. Sometimes you must move elsewhere. And I think that for Anonymous's victim here, the sabotage victim, that would be the only thing to do. Is that person needs to now go and find another job, which, as we know, in this economy, is incredibly difficult to do. One does not simply just find another job.
Yeah.
But the confidence that's been broken, that's the worst part.
And I also think Anonymous needs to invest a lot of time in rebuilding the confidence of the colleague that they did dirty. That's a responsibility that is now on their shoulders. They have to.
I kind of feel like Anonymous needs to leave that colleague alone. I feel like Anonymous has done enough.
Too much damage.
Step down.
All right. If you have any more thoughts, please share on 087-086-9495. Otherwise, 076-792-9495 via WhatsApp. Meeks.
Your mean and nasty Mrs. Anonymous, or Mr. Anonymous, needs to face up, and face up very quickly, because I am pretty sure that the victim is listening to this radio station and the show and going, hold on, I was passed up for a promotion opportunity. I missed a meeting that I was supposed to go to. Hold on. This is sounding very familiar, because I am also not coping well and going to therapy sessions. So Miss Anonymous better face up, or she is definitely losing her job.
You know what's interesting?
Bye. Yeah.
Shout out. Thanks, Meek. So it's what Michelle said earlier. It's karma.
Yeah.
And listen, guys, you know this. Your mother taught you this. Your granny taught you this. What you do unto others comes back.
Yeah. Twofold.
Right?
Twofold.
So just, I understand we can't all be perfect all the time, but to go out of your way to be so heinous towards somebody else with zero consideration for their well-being to me is a level of like depravity that's how we all descend into anarchy. So please, do better. Everybody, attempt to do better.
All right, so Anonymous, take accountability. And the lesson that needs to be learned here is that if you want to grow and achieve great things, you have to work for it.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.